morning, guys.
Howdy. Good morning, Kim.
Howdy.
How's everyone?
Really, Mr. Energy ain't gonna say nothing. He's just gonna
waving his hands.
He just gonna quack his hands like a duck.
Yes.
This dude. Quack.
Well, Juan has taken a he's taking a
bow.
After the State of the Union. He has nothing else to say to the world.
Actually, I have a lot to say after the State of the Union.
Well, we know that would get you started. But first, how was everyone's week? Let's start with Christopher. And we're going to go around.
Huh?
No, that's not. You, Chris.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Did he just mute?
No, he did. He's on mute.
You don't see it? Loading. You see it? You see the wheel spinning on his forehead? He loading. He buffering, man.
So hold on. He can restart.
Give him a minute, man. He buffering.
Okay.
I'm good. Go ahead.
No,
week was good.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Took
you know.
All that. Just
well,
just
look. If you would let me finish,
he had to download the material.
Yeah.
Hey, his.
Now can I regurgitate it?
Go for it.
His RAM was a little slow, but he got it.
He got his RAM fixed. I did.
That deserves like a laugh. Get the laugh track on that. That was good. Man. Good job, Kim.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. I'll be here the rest of my life.
You'll be. Yeah. Week was good. Yeah. Work been working. Mm-hmm. Life been.
Are you happy to see the end of February?
Yes.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Cause it's a new month.
Oh. Okay.
And.
So maybe you could do birthday all year.
Yay.
Bullshit.
Birthday all year. Birthday all year. Coming soon to a town near you, Tara's birthday.
That is what I would call bullshit.
Anywho. Life been life and work been working.
So today's got to be the grand finale, though.
What are we doing today, Chris? Yeah.
Turn it up to the fullest.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, then.
Another trip to roof, Chris.
Ooh, yeah.
You got to start at how you end it, player.
Broccoli steak.
Was it broccoli steak? That was the most.
I didn't compute nothing y'all just said.
You ever
we didn't expect you to. Yeah. So, anywho.
Yeah, but week was weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I survived it.
We're happy to see
it's
you survive.
Over.
Yes. Mm. Yes,
it's the weekend,
God.
Baby. Even though it's
thank
dreary, I'm glad to be here with y'all, motherfuckers.
We used to that, but it's all good.
You know,
it's gonna be a brighter day one day.
All the time.
It's gonna be a brighter day today.
It might be later.
And it's gonna be a lovely day.
Today's gonna be amazing.
Today is amazing.
Yeah.
Today is already amazing.
I like it. Never
mind. You spoke it into existence.
No, I'm just. Yeah, I did.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah. Anywho. Yeah. Yeah. 10 toes, down, not up. I'm keeping on kicking. And,
keep on keeping on.
Glad to be amongst y'all, motherfuckers, as always.
Yes, sir.
Love y'all back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But yeah,
we're scaling back our cursing. Our four letter words.
Oh, we are.
We're trying to maintain a PG-13 rating.
I
am glad to be amongst all of you.
Lovely people.
Brothers and sisters.
Brothers.
So.
You focus.
Yeah.
You focus.
I love y'all.
And we love you too, Chris.
And,
we love you too, Christopher.
Christopher Gray.
Yeah. And fuck all the other shit.
Yeah.
There
he goes.
There went our PG-13.
There it went.
Out the damn window.
Sorry.
I think you only get one F-bomb before you lose that. So let him fly. We're at two now. So
okay.
Forget it now.
Well, then fuck it. Right, so, L-Dot, how's your week? First of all, I'm glad you found yourself. I get a phone call earlier in the week. This is Monday. I get reached out to and be like, Yo, you talk to L? I'm like, nah, I'm at work. Yo, he's MIA. And I'm like, I've never known my brother to lose himself. You know, I mean, these are people. They like, man, I can't find him. I can't find him. Wow. I'm like, oh.
Let me look at my pocket.
Yeah, you know, I just dropped him off. Shit. But yeah, but I'm glad you found yourself, my brother.
Obviously, he's glad as well.
I knew where I was.
Oh, the whole damn time. Yeah.
But no one else knew.
No, it scared folk. But anywho, a
couple folk.
Yeah.
It was okay.
So how was your week, my brother?
It was good. Yeah, Monday was a bit of a mishap, but I'm feeling better. Mm-hmm. I woke up, I wasn't feeling good. I was like, my nose was stopped up. It was hard to breathe and stuff. So mm-hmm. I just so happened to have me some NyQuil on deck, you know, nighttime formula. So middle of the night, probably about 12 or so, hit that. Mm. I laid back down, went to sleep.
Got to be like,
went to sleep. I'm still sweet right now.
Leave me alone.
Sweepy time.
So,
give me a lump of this sugar.
Yeah, got back up. She getting some lumpy sugar. She's never mind, it's too hard.
You like some coffee.
But so I woke up about 6 o'clock and took a dose of the daytime formula and sat around. Was just like, I'm kinda sleepy. And next thing I know, I got somebody at my doorstep like, hey, we just wanna make sure you still breathing in here.
Do
you all right? Yeah, man, I was asleep, man. So,
that's anywho, happened to me before.
Anywho, I took Monday off. Inadvertently.
Inadvertently.
Wow. Did you have Lowe's and stuff set and everything?
Huh?
Did you have a schedule?
I was supposed to pick up one. I had to give it back. They couldn't contact me, but
yeah. It happens.
Sorry. Let's see here. Rest of the week. I do remember I had a moment that I was going to, and I can't remember what it was now. And hopefully, as I talk, maybe it'll come back to me. But I had, I guess you could say, maybe like a moment of clarity. But I noticed how I don't have a whole lot to say about the week. So I'm going to try to I'm gonna practice being in the present, in the moment, being present in the moment a little bit more so that maybe I can retain a little bit more. And that happened just kind of riding down the road or whatever. Nigga been doing, you know, a lot of thinking and stuff lately, you know, still figuring out new normals. So funny story. Scrolling through IG the other day, and the song pops up like somebody used it, you know, like in a reel or whatever. And I'm like, oh shit, that shit sound good. I'm like, all right. So I hurry up, you know, looked at the name of the artist. No, put it in Spotify, popped it up, listened to it. Okay, all right, man, I listened to it about all week long and got to a point where I was like, man, this dude is like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just like, he done been through some stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because his music, I'm like, he done been through some stuff. Let me see if I can look up a bio. it's an AI artist.
He been through something, the AI man.
Gotta love AI.
I was so disappointed because I so like the music, but you know I am so against messing with AI. Mm-hmm. And
I'm so not against messing with AI.
We know.
But it's just like it was so disappointing.
It crushed your soul.
It crushed my soul. Because, you know, I mean, I can remember we'll put it this way. I haven't connected with songs like that for a real, real long time. And what connected me to songs is that I could directly relate, and the fact that I can at least assume that because it's a real person that they have experienced something like me. It makes me feel like I'm not alone. Makes me feel like somebody else, you know, knows how I'm feeling. And it kind of, you know, it's like having my story told without me having to tell it.
I get you.
You know? Totally.
So, you know, that's a connection. So like when I get a good song and it really, you know, like hits me and I'm on it, you know, like back in the day when I was on Josh Stone, you know what I'm saying? I was going through some stuff, but it, you know what I'm saying? It spoke to what I was going through at the moment, you know? So, Yeah, so it was just, it was a super big disappointment, yeah, to figure out this, like, man, this is AI.
Gotta love it.
But AI, it sounds so flipping good. AI, it's like, I mean, like, it's one of them where it's like, you just put on that artist and let it play, and then, like, that'll be, like, my motorcycle riding, like, soundtrack. It's that, to me, it's that good. It's just, yeah. And it's kind of like a country, but very soulful and bluesy, you know. And it was like, because, you know, I'm a fan of Chris Stapleton. Mm-hmm. And
artist.
You know, and real artist, you know what I'm saying? And I think that's why I relate to him in the pain. And, you know, you can hear it all in his voice. And I was like, oh, shit, I think I like this dude better than Chris Stapleton. And it's a freaking AI, it's a man.
But that's the beauty of an AI artist. Is that they can capture, and you can like create a whole universe of albums telling that story because AI, I mean, people get over stuff. People, I mean, so they're gonna, their messaging may change, but if you like the way it sounds, if you know that prompt, you can endless albums of just that particular moment of pain or whatever that identifying. The, whatever point it was that you identified with that artist, that's the beauty of it.
I mean, I don't see the beauty. I don't see that as a beauty.
I don't see the beauty.
I don't. I mean, because like I said, I mean, you know, for me, music, you know, listening to music, you know, it's kind of a personal connection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even, I mean, from, you know, like Bob Marley and, you know, it doesn't matter the genre or whatever. But for me, it's, you know, it's like a connection. Like there's another human being that has felt, thought the same way that I do. And for me, it usually comes at a time when I'm like, what the hell is going on with me? You know, so for me to make that connection and then to make that connection and find out that it's a robot, it just don't sit well with me.
It means don't fight the feeling, but because it connected with you.
But no, and I don't know how this AI song was created, but typically with most AIs, it's prompted. So a person, or at some point, a person created the prompt of that pain.
I understand
pain.
The process of how it is, so, but I mean, so, but you can do three random words and still come out with some hot stuff, and it still not be true. It not be anything that anybody's lived through. Now, yes,
but it may
it
be someone
put,
who say that that person's not musically inclined. Maybe you're identifying with someone who's not musically inclined and they don't have the capacity to set their pain to music. So
I don't have the capacity to sit here and debate this with you, Juan.
Wow.
Because
that
you're
was snarky.
That wasn't snarky. You well, remember?
That wasn't snarky.
What?
I sent you a message.
Yes, you did. You did send me a message.
Prophecy fulfilling.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Leave me alone. Love
I
you.
Did not say nothing.
Love you though.
Might not say nothing.
So yeah. Nah. Rest of my week. Yeah, yeah. My week's been pretty good. really? You gonna tell me we good and then you gonna sit over there? No one I can see you talking about some. How you gonna talk about me in front of me? Look.
Well, I could talk about you behind you.
No, that's behind you.
Oh, okay, my bad. So close, yet so far away.
Yeah, you gotta go that way, but you can't.
No.
Stupid. But week was good, you know, ended good. It's not gonna pay good, but hey, you know what, that's just part of the struggle, man. Shit happens. Yeah, so so how was your week, Kimmy Kim? Y'all get like any fifths or pints this week or
gallons.
You know what I'm saying? No martini regular. And Rossi, no Lambrusco
no,
or nothing.
It's just regular work as usual. But it's funny, this usually on the week is, of course, it's the weekend. And usually when we work on weekends, we have people that come in and do their time on the weekend. So like they might come in Friday and stay till Sunday because the judge will arrange for them to do weekends.
Part time jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like weekends. That. Yeah. The people that have jobs and stuff like
full-time that. Full time work release.
Yeah. And when I came
But your weekends
today,
is gone for like 18 months.
Yeah, for a minute. But when I came outside this morning, I seen a bottle of the Rain alcohol and a Heineken. And I was like, whoever drank this didn't think this through. And I was just like, well, because we have to test them to make sure they're not drunk when they come in.
Oh, shit.
So,
yeah.
So I was like, hopefully somebody just threw that out and nobody tried to drink before they, you know, went in or whatever. But but yeah, that was just a good
thing. You mean you can't go to jail drunk? Nah. I thought y'all put drunk people in jail all the time.
Well, we do, but you can't come there to do time.
You can't voluntarily come in drunk.
No.
You just got to get caught drunk.
About
accident. They do an alcohol test.
That's crazy as fuck.
Well, so if
I mean, I done came. The least you can let me do is bring my little bit of alcohol in and sleep it off. Hell, that's half a damn day.
Hey, so if you come in drunk, they'd be like, no, you cannot come in this weekend.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Like, drive yourself back home.
Drive yourself back home.
Adam 812. We got a
truck driver coming up Maple. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's pretty much it. Then they tell you a PO.
Oh, yeah.
And then you know it's a whole nother, because you know
now you got a violation.
Yeah, because they tell you can't come there drunk. Da da da. Whoop de whoop. Tell you what time to be there. Yeah. And all that good stuff. But my week has been pretty good. I did some good community service this week. Had a busy couple of days off, and
that's what you do, baby.
I look forward to my Monday.
You have busy days off. You're the only person I know. But
I do. I have busy days off, but I feel as long as someone's being helped, you know, life is good. And as long as I'm able to help somebody, I will. Except for my brothers, I'm just joking. I will help you guys do anything. But good week. Week's over. Well, I still got two more days, but oh well. But other than that, this week was a good week. How about your week?
Oh my gosh. Fucking amazing.
Amazing. All right. Chauncey, back up and running.
Oh yeah.
Florence found a really, 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 really cheap replacement for Florence. So Florence is back up and running.
Awesome.
So all my robots are back up and running.
So did you change the name since you found a replacement?
No.
Oh, did you find like a replacement motor or motherboard, or you just found a replacement robot? Oh, okay. And so she's not back up and running.
You couldn't give her name. Name.
Her name is back up and running.
Okay, I got you.
So yes. FJ Florence Jr.
No, just regular Florence.
Okay. One has a problem with
not even F2.
No, that's Florence. So yeah, that
whatever you say, Juan.
I'm trying to spin up another AI server.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah. And I'm like this close, which it's going to be like a full blown. The ultimate goal is to use that to replace Jarvis because
Jarvis
this
is
one, I am, no, Jarvis is great, but this one I interact with via my phone. Mm-hmm. Like it's an application called OpenClaw, which basically, you run it on its own computer, mm-hmm. and then you connect it to the AI, to your AI server. And so it has full control. It can do anything that it has full control of a computer. So it can do anything you can do on a computer. Web searches, interacting with things. Really excited about that.
He's excited.
Yeah. I was configuring that last night and early this morning. Also,
calm down, Juan. Getting ahead of yourself, buddy.
We'll get it out, bro. Go on.
Got a rifle on the way. So, that's going to be fun. What else? Work stays great. Had my performance review. As always, I piss excellence.
You and the president have a lot in common.
Yeah, that's about it.
Juan for president.
Hey.
Please.
Most people could not handle me as president.
Most people couldn't handle Trump either, but they still voted for him.
Touche.
Yes. Touche. Yes. But you just got to make people believe in you. That's all. You just got to talk. You just got to say the all the shit. If you get up there, I guarantee you. And it's sad to say. But if you get up there and start talking about crackers and white man this and the cracker that and them people and them folk and all that.
He said them folk and all that.
You'll get some country folk come out the woodwork. Black country folk come out the woodwork for you.
But we know me. Am I a person that's going to get up there and be like,
cracker this and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I'm just really? Kidding. No, mm-hmm. you won't.
No.
No, we know. You would never do that, Juan. Never. Mm-hmm. Never.
Right. But your vice president can. Larry Barnes, vice president.
My God.
Oh, weekly news.
Oh. All right. So I'm going to start with the one that I don't need to remember. State of the Union happened.
Of course.
Earlier this week.
Of course it did.
And the one thing that stuck out for me, did y'all watch it?
Yeah.
No. Did you hear when President Trump just be-rabbited the whole Democrats? Y'all don't get. So you remember at 8 Mile. When B-Rabbit's getting ready to go up against Papa Doc, and he's like, everybody from the 313, put your MFN hands up involved with me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
President Trump basically did that to all the Democrats. He's like, I forgot how he said it. He was like, I want everybody in here to stand up or applaud or something like that if you believe that the American government is just supposed to be for, to protect the American people. And then he's like, that is sad. That is sad that half of these people didn't do that.
I'm I didn't catch
that. I'm like, wow, he just be-rabbited them. He just,
okay.
Man. Okay. 313, free world, man.
I didn't get the reference, but yeah, I remember that.
So yeah, that happened.
She said that happened. Certainly did.
What else? Basically, no illegals have come through since, in the past year. Mm-hmm. Really? Fentanyl. Illegal fentanyl is down over 50%. And my question is, how are we tracking these stats? How do we know?
Good question.
That no illegals have come through, because the whole way that they're illegal is that they came through and we didn't know they were coming through.
That part.
So how do we know that there ain't no more illegals coming through?
Because they ain't caught none.
That part.
So that means just only the good ones is getting through.
Smooth criminals.
Okay. And then, go ahead. Go ahead.
No. Speaking of, this is just bright scatterbrain. Speaking of smooth criminals, I really need y'all to watch This Is It by Michael Jackson. I never seen it, but it's a documentary about, he recorded before he passed away. Before he passed away. But that music, I watched it and I was like, oh my God. But
was it telling?
It was odd.
Or was it just revealing?
It was, as an adult, growing up, we liked Beat It and Thriller, all that stuff. But it really made me just look. Just because you like to beat it and you get thrilled by it, don't mean you know.
Oh, thrilling.
Shit. Mm-mm. So.
It is okay. It's okay. It is. You've been hit by a smooth criminal.
Ow! That's how you beat them.
Put your chafe a little bit.
It was really, y'all make me so sick. But it was really, really interesting to see how he engages with people and stuff. Like, he was very, he's an interesting guy. But anyway, when you said smooth criminal, it just made me trigger, like, because they made it years ago and I've never seen it. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I'm a movie. And I like to see a lot of, documentaries and little stuff like that. But I was like, how did I see that?
Yeah, I remember when that came out.
Yeah, I do too, but I wonder why I didn't see it. But anyway, but Michael Jackson.
You didn't give a damn like me.
I love his music.
Y'all know he's got a biopic coming out.
Really? No, who's going to play him?
I think it's like his nephew or one of his.
Oh, for real?
I'm like
Randy and Tito's little boy.
I don't know. Both of them mixed together, shaking up. Press
it's going to be a Mary-Kate and Ashley situation. It's both of them. You just think I'm no.
It'll be like a white chick.
No.
But carry on. Sorry.
I'm sorry. I've got notes.
Good. We see. About time.
I got my new theme for just thoughts from the State of the Union, and that is winning too much. I'm just winning way too much. I just don't even know what the heck is going on.
Wow.
To be winning so much.
It's
I
too
need,
much. It's just too much.
I need to win a little bit less, I guess. I don't know. I'm winning way too much.
Don't be that guy.
That was interesting.
Blessed.
Oh, God.
Winning too much.
Yeah. Honestly, I hated that.
he ran so long and I had to go to bed. I was wanting to keep watching.
I watched
watching.
It the next day. I just watched
I was
it
like,
the next
man,
day.
Man, this is heat.
I'm gonna sit on YouTube.
This is crap. This is stuff. This is
entertainment. It is finest.
Oh man.
I couldn't imagine watching all of that.
Let's see,
for the
I think
time.
I had some I had a couple things. What was it? Are you done one? Or do you have more?
I got a little more.
He's got 10 things written down.
So then you know about like the American citizens that were like under the shelter in place order in Puerto Vallarta?
That was the one. Yeah.
Because of the Mexican cartel kingpin that got shot or killed. But Wednesday they lifted the shelter in place order. But,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
They're free to roam about the cabin.
I don't know if they want to be free to roam about because they're still doing carjackings and shootings and stuff down there.
And it was always, you know, risky being an American going down there anyway, so.
And then I guess, like, the biggest one is, like, just happened, like, last night. The we launched forces.
Attack.
Missile attacks on Iran.
All that happened while I was at work?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What happens in 12 hours?
Yeah. And
well, no, the only thing that happened while you was at work was the missile attacks. Yeah.
Right. That's a lot. I mean, a missile attack is a big...
Yeah, and I was watching, I think this morning, I really got the value out of like Al Jazeera and Young Turks. Because...
I don't really watch much Young Turks.
I'll flip back and forth, especially when there's something major going on, because it's really nice to get the opposite view. Mm-hmm. It's not like they're bashing the U.S., but it's a totally different perspective that helps to form a more realistic perspective for me.
Yeah.
And, I've been waiting for that moment. You know, I check in here and there, but... I got up earlier this morning anyway, so and I was just watching like regular local news, and then when they said that, and I was like, well, let me check some international stuff, and it was very interesting. Got a lot of different insight on how things are going, and I'm just going my own opinion, summing it up. Trump ran on, we were on the verge of World War III or whatever, but it really seems like he's inching towards it. And maybe not, I mean, and the reason why I say that is because from what I gather, the way Iran is situated, we have so many military installations, I guess you call them, within striking distance. So it's not that they have like these super long range missiles, but they got enough to hit where it hurts. And then anytime you're dealing with somebody, it's just like if you take a puppy or a dog or any kind of animal and you back it up and you corner it, it's going to come out with everything it's got fighting.
That's the truth.
And the difference between, I think, the two is that one is willing to die for his cause and the other one just want his cause, but it's like, might let some other motherfuckers die. But so that's like a real, it's a crazy situation. I think it's very ironic that, he accused previous administrations or whatever of things that he is actually like doing
himself, huh?
And then tooting his own horn.
Not a very America first position,
right? I felt like the State of the Union was number one. I think he had too many freaking guests. I think that's the most guests I've ever seen. Special guests. I swear, I think it's the most.
It was a show.
I mean, I think that was the most special guests I have ever seen in the State of the Union.
I'd agree.
And he was like, well, we got a lot to talk about. It's going to be a long speech. We got a lot to talk about. Whatever.
Because we win so much, man.
Basically, it was just like, hey, y'all come in this auditorium, and I'm sorry for this in advance, But I want y'all to come into this auditorium and let y'all watch me suck my own dick. Because that's basically what I saw happening.
Magic.
Magic.
That's magic.
Because that's what he did. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was a little wrong. My bad, Unc. Next week, dog.
Next week, dog.
Didn't we watch previous State of the Union? I mean, did you expect anything less? I mean, President Trump, I mean, well, is nothing if he's not a self-aggrandizing person. He likes to toot his own horn.
But I don't know. This one just felt different. The other ones felt like victory laps where it's just like, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, you know. But this one just felt like I am the end all, be all.
I am God.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm the greatest thing that has ever walked, you know, and I'm going to make things great. And if you really believe that, then how do you expect all this greatness that you are creating now? If you are the only one that can do it.
I'm going to need you to throw the air quotes up whenever you say
that. Oh, I'm sorry. The greatest thing.
Thank you.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, in his mind, the greatest thing, you know, that's ever come. And, you know, he should be given a Nobel Peace Prize and all this stuff.
Wait, he was given a Nobel Peace Prize.
No, he was.
It just wasn't his. It was someone else that gifted it to him. Oh.
It was a share.
He said he won his own. So, anywho. Yeah. Scary times.
Praying times. Just pray for these people. Cause, you know,
are there ever times that aren't praying times?
I mean, no, it's never times that aren't praying times, but just knowing that he's, and I say, you know, it's, I can't even say it's like narcissistic, but we already knew he was very self-indulged, and he's a showman. And he's allowing his position to really go to his head. I mean, like, really, I mean, go to his head. And Alex, I didn't watch the State of the Union, but just seeing, like, snippets of, people commenting and things like that, I'm like, this has to be AI. I mean, I was.
Well, see, the unfortunate really thing is AI. That not that he's let the position go to his head last time. It's that. This time, it's like he doesn't have guardrails. That's the unnerving part, because the other people in his cohorts are all in positions of power. So it's like, hey, man, yo, go ahead, do your thing. Do you, T-Dog?
Whatever he say, we go with it. Because he's the best thing.
So, like before, there were guardrails. There were people within his party that, you know, wasn't necessarily agreeing. But he's got the party behind him now. So that's.
And. Did anybody see the clip? I don't know if, or maybe it's one that we were going to discuss. I can't remember the clip of the chick that was just praising Donald Trump.
The grandma?
No. Oh. This was like a younger Hispanic chick, and then she fucked around and got deported. She was like saying stuff like, he's the next closest thing to God, and he is and then the bitch got deported. And then she got deported.
Trump giveth and Trump taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Trump.
But
what?
Yeah. That's all I got.
Tala
dot the day.
Sadati.
Run them topics, Kim.
Run them topics. Well, we have a lot of topics this week. Some people have been busy.
Not me.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't busy. Not busy. Lies. I was last week. I wasn't busy. I was drunk.
That's what it was. Well.
How many did I sing?
Sunday.
I ain't sent black maybe
enough.
There you was drunk texting the chat.
Yeah, he was. He was going all in.
It's about three.
What you doing?
Nah, Sunday. I was just sending you stuff, Kim. You got it confused.
Okay. Now, are we ready for this?
Egg
this was sent
emoji.
By Larry.
See, he told you I ain't saying nothing.
Oh, this is the one about the black boy. I don't think
that's what you take. When you see officer, I want you to do the first thing I want you to do. I want you to take your hands. Put your hands out like
no,
this.
That's not for, no, that was, right? No, that's you personally. No. No, that's not for the group.
Okay, well, my bad.
Oh, see? I sent that.
See?
No, that's Larry sent that.
See? Okay.
Oh, you sent that to the group because I saw that too.
Did I? See, yeah, you sent it in the group.
I didn't mean to. I meant to just send it to you because I sent that crazy. To. My bad. I didn't mean to send that to the
drunk
group.
Drunk texting.
I thought we was going to discuss that though.
Why? It's nothing to discuss. I mean, you got to see the video
to see where the hands are.
Yeah, and, I mean, it's no, it didn't translate. No, sir.
Was that
no,
one
sir.
For me? All right, was that? Can you see it?
One at the top.
Yeah, the one at the top. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play it. We'll see. Oh, fudge.
Folks, these days built different. Back when I was growing up in the country, we used to run around barefoot and gravel. When I was growing up, we didn't get an option if we wanted to go outdoors and play. Now, do you take your ass outdoors or get locked outdoors? See you this evening. You got to be careful how you talk to them. They try to tell you when and where you can whoop your child. Hell, back when I was growing up, wherever that motherfucker landed at, that's where you got hit. Fuck around, be walking around with a big old whelp cross your forehead. And the whole family had the right to whoop your ass. Respect and courtesy was not only expected, it was demanded. I grew up at a time where the teacher could take you out in the hall and light your ass up with a paddle. And if you got your ass whooped at school, you were guaranteed to get at least one more when you got home. Talk back if you want to mess around and have a permanent lazy eye. Wasn't no such thing as laying around till noon on a Saturday morning. When you heard that blues start playing that morning, that means get your ass up and get to work. And everybody going to church on Sunday morning. It don't matter if you live here or not. But you know what? If I could go back, I wouldn't change a thing. Well, I tell you.
Yeah, I would like to say that was definitely facts. I would definitely say all that was facts.
Well, I think that just speaks to how we were raised and we thought that it was so bad. And then I think now we're a couple of I say one or two generations removed from that. And it's like, oops, that shit didn't work. And now we got all these young people out here that you're crazy hell because they didn't get the home training. Because, I mean, you know, you can look at it and say it's abuse. It may sound like abuse. But when we was coming up, that was home training. And we knew how to act. And we still know how to act. And because, you know, we thought that we were treated poorly. You know, a lot of people have laxed those values and morals, and now you got a generation of people running around here that just don't give a fuck or don't know how to give a fuck or, you know what I'm saying, just focused on the wrong doggone things, which has got everything to me in a state of concern.
These young folks, I tell you. Mm-hmm. What you think about that one?
In the words of the great Malcolm X, for me, whether you like it or not, it sounds like it's just a case of the chickens coming home to roost. I mean, because if it was so good. Because what has happened is a gradual deterioration of that. Mm-hmm. It started with us.
Mm-hmm.
We had a problem with the way our parents raised us.
Mm-hmm.
So we veered away.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, chickens come home to roost. That's what happened. Bippity boppity.
Mm-hmm. Bippity boppity boo.
Mm-hmm. You can't complain about the problem that you create.
Right.
Or you shouldn't complain about the problem you create. I mean, you can do anything you want to.
Feed the monster once you need it.
But solving a problem always starts with identifying.
Touche.
You're right.
I would have gave it a little hand clap on that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Chris. We're moving on to the next. Oh, this one was just, what you call it?
You gonna do the picture that you posted that you was like, is this disgusting? Do that.
I don't know how long I'll be around. Got a lot of people gunning for me, don't I? Huh? But I will not forget them. I'm never gonna forget them.
Kim, the rest of this is just applause. Why are you even playing this?
I stopped. I mean, well, because that was the one that was the
same reason why she started it three times.
Because I thought it wasn't. I thought it started at the beginning.
No, I don't even know why you. What are we going to discuss about this?
Yeah, I mean, and I couldn't really tell if that was really him or an imposter. It looked like a really good imposter to me.
But I was like, when he said he's got a lot of people gunning for him, I was just like, wow.
Well, I mean, we know he's got at least one.
He's got one. Bumps.
Yeah.
Gave him some something.
Shots fired.
Gosh.
My bad.
You said you're going to be present in the moment.
Exactly, which is why I'm lacking on my, because I'm being present. Oh, I'm enjoying, you know, my bad. My bad. I'll redirect the focus.
Golly. Mm. Here goes one from Warren.
No, read the, because you had sent like a picture and you were like, do you want to, is this discussable or something like this? It wasn't a clip.
It's
at
the bottom.
I thought it was one of the first things.
No, we had a bunch of other stuff.
Oh, my bad. Carry on.
So we'll do that one because we got like four other things to do. Three more after this one. Okay, let's go.
You dress seductively and still consider yourself as a Proverbs 31 woman.
So you trying to come
why you didn't ask me that?
I'm just cooking.
How are you defining seductively?
Not dressing modestly.
What? Give me an example.
Right, give me an example.
Short skirts showing skin. Everybody can see your figure and what you're working with versus dressing modestly.
So how can you dress seductively and still be a Proverbs 31 woman?
Yeah, because a lot of that goes on.
You can't. I say this. Let me start because I don't want nobody who got their breast out getting mad at me. So relax.
Put your rebukers.
So let me say this. When we're talking about seduction, that means that you're doing something to sexually arouse or entice somebody. When we're talking about seduction, right? So that means that I'm being performative in a way because I need some sense of validation or I need the attention. Like I'm trying to do something to garner that attention from someone. It's usually coming from a lustful place. A Proverbs 31 woman, the virtuous wife that you're speaking of, is speaking of her character and her heart posture. And so she's confident. She has strength. She has dignity. It doesn't talk about just the outer garment. It talks about the inner garment, what's happening within her. She doesn't do anything for attention. She's confident in who she is. She's not looking to entice anyone. She's not operating in a lustful spirit. So that's the major difference. So you cannot be or you cannot dress seductively trying to sexually arouse, entice or tempt someone and be a Proverbs 31 woman.
Hmm. Well, you guys, what's y'all's take on that?
I think Juan should start.
Yeah, go ahead. Let him put his foot in his mouth.
I would never put my foot in my mouth. I stand, as Chris would say, 10 toes down. And anything
there you
that
go,
I say.
Bro.
Until.
I think she kind of walked around the question by saying that it's about a person's heart posture. I think that's bull. Because if we're going to go to the Bible, you know, the Bible also says, you know, not to something to the extent of not allowing things that you do to be something that besets someone else. You don't know what I lust after. So, I mean, if you're dressing seductively, no matter what your heart posture is, if you're dressing in a way that might make me lust, that's seductive. So it's not a heart posture thing. This is something that's a tangible thing. So I think she kind of avoided the question. And no, I don't think you can dress seductively and still be a Proverbs 31 woman. Hmm. I don't think that makes you a bad woman.
Right.
But I do.
I do. But not bad meaning bad, but bad meaning good. Nah.
But I mean, I don't think so. And this is the thing. I don't think you necessarily have to be a full-fledged Proverbs 31 woman, because I think that's describing a particular woman. It's describing the aspirational woman. And in this day and time, I don't think that is necessarily, to borrow Larry's expression, you know, if you fishing, you want to make sure you have the right bait. And unfortunately, we're in a very visual mm-hmm. era. So if I don't know what I'm working with,
it's kind of hard for me to be drawn to it, to even see what's beyond that. And maybe this is, that's just my juvenileness in my mentality. I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm about as mature as about a 13-year-old boy when it comes to stuff like that.
Boobies.
Stupid. I mean, so yeah.
Oh, okay.
I kind of get that.
I agree that she sidestepped the question. And I think that she tried to focus on, you know, what is subduction. So she chose to define subduction basically as it being a intentional thing. But like you said, Juan, whether it's intentional or not, it can be. But then, you know, you can't really go. I don't think it's really safe to go off of that either, because you never know. Like, you know, like he was saying, you don't know what somebody else's trigger is. So say you come up in there with a freaking muumuu on, right? Yeah, but say I like wide hips.
Mm-hmm. You'd be like, ooh.
Oh. That muumuu, you know what I'm saying? Right. When she walking down the aisle, that muumuu gonna tell show you where them hips hit. I mean, you know. So I mean, it's like,
yeah. People lust for different,
you know.
People lust for different things.
And seduction. Some people
burkas may turn them on. Like, yeah, look at that burka right there, yeah, boy. Yeah.
And I didn't really think about it till you explained it like that. You know what I'm saying? But that totally makes sense.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you'll ever get away from, I mean, as far as like being seductive. Yeah. But you know, and then I also feel like she tried to spin. I was expecting for her to say, and she never did, and maybe if the clip goes on she does, but you know, I was expecting for her to spin that back around, because you know she was saying that that speaks to the inner woman and the confidence of that woman. So I was expecting her to spin that back around and saying that, you know, as a woman, if I'm confident and I've got myself together, it's okay for me to go out and looking good and feeling good.
Because dress is seductive, maybe that person's normal dress,
but it may not be. But it may not be. But let's say she done lost 150 pounds,
right,
and now she actually can wear something that's gonna kind of show that she got hips,
and she's just proud.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying. That's that confidence that she was talking about, and I can see that too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying. So to just say if you dress seductively, I think it's gonna be more than just a dress. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you can see people that I put it this way. I have seen people before that have dressed a certain way, and it may not have been seductive, but the way they dress was just enough to be like, I believe she working with something. And then you get to the personality or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And it'd be like, okay, this is a...
I like to wrap that package.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? This is a package worth delving into. Yeah. Exactly.
And I think that's one of the things with dealing with a... biblical interpretation. I mean, King James Bible was written in what, the 1200s, the 15th, olden times.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's the interpretations of the words. I mean, it's not like the interpretations of those words may not hold up to modern wordage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I mean, you know,
that's true.
You know, seductive dress might not really even be. What was considered seductive back then is different than, you know,
right.
Now.
Right.
Air quotes.
And seductive. It changes with the times.
Yeah. It changes with the times. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But, you know, and I think he was really speaking more to, you know, some of the ladies that, you know what I'm saying? It's like they just always wearing something. I mean, you know, but if they're into fashion and that's what's in, I mean, some people are just into fashion. Mm.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So and in that way, I understand the thought, you know, path of, you know, I'm just dressing, you know, to make myself feel good.
Sounds about right.
Next,
one lady in the group has not said a thing about it.
I agree. I agree with you know, all the things that y'all are saying, but I don't think she really would. I don't think she really went around the question. I mean, you know, I think she answered it in her natural kitty style. I mean, that's just how I think I mean, watching a lot of stuff that she
responds to. Oh, see, I'm not familiar. I didn't even see her, so I'm not familiar with her.
Yeah. Because, I mean, some of the things that she wears are questionable, but she says she's a, I mean, that type of, she thinks, from listening to her a lot on other stuff, like, she thinks she's, like, a great example, I think, of how a woman can be, you know, attractive but not too slutty, but, you know, more of a Proverbs, you know, 31 woman, I guess. But I mean, yeah, I agree with what y'all were saying. You never know what a man is attracted to or is less than after. So, you know, just be mindful, I guess. Wear what you like, and if a man likes it, I mean, whatever. But I don't think she avoided a question, but I think that's just the natural way she always answers her question. When people say something, she'll take it and, I ain't gonna say spin it, but she'll focus on one particular thing.
She'll, almost like a redirection.
Yeah. Yeah. Kinda, you know, because I'm like, because Proverbs 31 to me, it says nothing about a woman's inner, I mean, you know, I mean, not necessarily her inner, but I mean, you know, I think it's too vague. Personal opinion. I mean,
everybody's open to opinion. Yeah.
Everybody's going
to
have their spin on what the Proverbs 31 woman is and what it actually looks like.
Because,
you know, to some people, they might, Proverbs 31 woman looks like how they picture Jesus's mother. I mean, you know, cloaked in from head to toe. And back in those days, women dressed like that. They were covered pretty
burkas,
much from, you know, baby. they dressed like that.
Look at them eyes.
Look at them eyes. You sure got some pretty eyes.
Got some skanky little eyes.
Anyway.
Lord have mercy. I see some freak in them eyes. So
stupid. Going to the next one.
I don't know if you had a chance to see this, but today Trump attempted to commemorate Black History Month. We all knew this was not going to go well. It's clear it wasn't going to go well. It was quite a doozy, but I just want to play a clip for you of this. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but I want to get your reaction on the other side.
Mike Tyson, boy, I tell you, Mike has been loyal to me. Whenever they come out, they say, Trump's a racist. You know, it's like a statement. Trump's a racist. Mike Tyson goes, he's not a racist. He's my friend. He's been there from the beginning. Herschel Walker speaking about loyal. How good a football player was Herschel? Herschel Walker, now he's ambassador to the Bahamas. I don't know, Bahamas, Bermuda. Is he Bahamas? Whatever.
What do you make of that?
I'm hardly ever speechless, but this is a time where it's difficult to have a response to that when the way you are addressing Black History Month is just talking about the individual Black friends that you have. Black History Month is not about an individual sports hero. Black history is about the foundation of America. It's about the fact that this country's history would be incomplete if we don't fully embrace the contributions that Black Americans have made, oftentimes to a country that never showed them the same respect back, but people who love this country and were willing to fight for the hope of it. Black history is not something about talking about the friendships that you have. It is truly about understanding that this nation is a nation that is unique, diverse, deeply uneven in its history, but actually in the unevenness is actually where the glory lives. And I think about this in context of the president talking about things like banning books and banning our history, where they talk about this idea that we're want to ban history or ban books because we don't want people to feel uncomfortable. And that's not it at all. That they're trying to ban history because they don't want people to understand their power. The reason that I walk into every single room and know that I belong in that room is because I know my history. I know how people had to fight in order for me to be here, and I know the shoulders that I stand on. And so I'm not sure what the president was trying to do there, or maybe he thought that was going to ingratiate himself with the Black community. What would really help to ingratiate him with the Black community is stop the assault that we're seeing on the Black community.
There's always so much going on. I don't know if...
That was, what's it, Mayor Moore, I think he's up Detroit. I want to say.
I think he's the governor of Delaware, if I'm not mistaken.
Delaware, okay. But and he's also one that didn't get invited to the.
Yeah.
I think it's up.
Oh yeah, I did hear about that. He was invited, and then he got uninvited.
He got uninvited. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say he might be a governor somewhere.
He's definitely a governor. I just don't know what's. I don't know what state.
It's one of those states right around D.C. Yeah.
Around the DMV.
Yeah.
Especially how I think about it.
I think he pointed out some, you know. And I said, because he's a governor, so he sees more. We see just a glimpse of how the president's behavior is. Mm-hmm. But I guess, you know, they get to, being that they're holding, you know, seats and things like that, I guess they get a deeper perspective than we do. So being that he said that, not that his mouth is a prayer book or anything, but being that he said that, I'm just like, you know, wow, you know, he's not the first person of color that, you know, that holds a seat that had said, you know, things like that about the president. So it's not like just us, you know, just us. It's more people. So.
Juan?
Well, while I agree with his statements on the reasoning for Black History Month, things of that nature, I don't like the clip that they used I don't like the clip that was used to try to paint that he dishonored Black History Month because, I mean, it's a 20-second sound, or not even 20, maybe a 5-second sound bite from what I'm sure is a much longer event. In that sound bite, all I heard the dude say was, you know, they've said I'm a racist in the past. I've got two loyal friends that would say otherwise. I don't know President Trump. I don't know if he's a racist or not, but I could imagine if I'm a white guy and I'm called a racist, what other defense do you have? I can't be racist. I got two black friends. They will tell you otherwise.
And a lot of black shoes.
And because in all honesty, if we look back, Trump has been around black people a lot. I mean, there's pictures with him and Al Sharpton hanging out. I mean, so I don't know. Like I said, I would have liked to have seen another clip where he's actually saying something out of the way, dishonoring Black History Month. I don't know. In that clip, all I heard him say was, you know, they've said I'm a racist. I got two black friends.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I do agree with his assessment of the reason behind Black History Month and all the other things.
Yeah, especially with the books and the stuff.
Yeah.
And trying to cover it up or whatever, trying to make everybody feel comfortable. But, you know, when I heard that, my first thing is like, who are you trying to make feel comfortable? I mean, you know, when he was talking about, you know, the books being, you know, removed from schools or whatever in certain, you know, I guess historical events. But it's like, who are you trying to make comfortable? I mean, because if you're trying to make black people comfortable, then let them know what, you know what I'm saying? Like he was saying, you know, in order to do better, you got to know better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know better by looking at your past. And looking at your past, you know, well, I put like this. Maybe not know better, do better. But when you know better, you definitely can do better.
You can do better. You have to make that choice.
And I'm honestly kind of torn about the whole books situation myself. I mean, and the reason I say that is because as an adult, I'm glad that I know my history and I have the capacity to do research and find out what happened in the past. But as a child, I remember being uncomfortable as the only black kid in a class full of white faces.
Really?
During Black History Month when they were discussing slavery and when they were discussing how my ancestors, I remember being uncomfortable.
Why? Sitting in that class.
Why?
Because it's like, it's like all the white people was looking at me, and it's like, stop looking at me. I'm just here to learn stuff.
They thought you were Hispanic, though.
No, they definitely did. Me being in school predates Hispanics being down here.
That's Juan. That's her little Mexican buddy.
But February was always an uncomfortable as a young kid in school.
I can see that. I can see that because I remember once I got a chance to go to Upward Bound, and you start in which was like all black, and when you're learning stuff in a class of your peers, so to speak, it is a different type of learning environment. But I don't think I would feel that way. But I know of course you get like little stares and stuff like that, but I definitely get how the environment, and because I felt like, and I was never a studious type person, but I learned a whole lot more seriously because you know everybody's really like more engaged, have an understanding and stuff like that, and but yeah, it I get it feeling funny doing Black History
because I mean I don't recall ever being in a situation where there was like I wasn't the sole black face in my class. So that might be why I felt uncomfortable because I don't know, just having it, it always felt because I couldn't see well. So I was always sitting in the front of the class anyway.
Right.
So just, it always felt like during those moments, all the white faces were just
burning your neck,
burning me in the back of the neck. And it's like, y'all, stop.
And at lunch, they gave you extra food.
Look at that nigga. Look, yeah.
We're sorry, buddy.
Never did they apologize.
Because they're not sorry. They didn't do nothing. I never felt any particular way about being the only black kid. Because, of course, going to Trinity, almost always, you was not the only black person in class from elementary up until high school. Because they would divvy us, that they would put, you know, whatever, split us up most of the time. And I never, you know, around Black History Month, especially when I got in high school, I felt like I became a little angry about Black History because every year they would do the same junk.
It was the same shit.
And I'm like, Miss Lyles, how in the world?
Oh, Lord.
I used to think she just acted like an old slave to me. And I said, why they got this black woman teaching?
Bring me a biscuit.
Yeah, I mean,
go get me one.
Yeah, because she was over the Leo Club, remember?
Yeah, but she wasn't a history teacher.
No, but I'm saying she was over the, you know, she was the one who... I thought she was the one who encouraged them to do certain, or gave them insight of what to do each day for Black History, you know. But they never did nothing.
I don't think she had anything to do with that.
It's part of history curriculum.
I think that was, they said this is what we're going to give them. That's why it was the same thing
every
year. And it was always like that chapter always like, well, we're just going to hit two birds with one stone. And for me, that was my uncomfortableness, was the fact of it's like, it's the same shit.
Basically.
You know what I'm saying? It's the same 3-4 names. It's the same, I mean, you know what I'm saying? The same 6 inventions, you know, from 3rd grade on up.
Yeah.
That's true.
The story was always the same. So that pissed me off more.
I always felt that I got variety.
In high school, no, you did not. I didn't. Maybe because I skipped those other days, but I don't know.
Possibly.
Mm-mm. I mean, the curriculum was never. I mean, I know the black stuff always happened in February.
Yeah,
that was the constant. But I honestly felt that I got decent coverage as far as.
Well, no, I was speaking directly on Black History.
Yeah, Black History
Month. Oh, yeah, just what we learned. I thought I learned a decent amount of Black History.
I mean, they taught what was required. I mean, they taught what was in the book. Of course, I mean, you know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think I just learned the basics. I don't think I just learned Martin Luther King, Crispus Attucks, Benjamin Banneker,
See, I don't even remember hearing about Benjamin Banneker. Really? Every once in a while.
Said the, when you said the clock, I mean, when you said the same inventions, I just assumed Benjamin Banneker
was one. Well, but no, but I mean, George I'm talking like Eli Whitney. You know what I'm saying? And then me being grown and then realizing like, oh, black folk invented
a lot of shit.
The automatic transmission.
Mm-hmm. We invented this?
The stoplight?
Yeah.
Did y'all want to give us tickets?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of stuff, but we didn't hear about that in high school.
No.
I would agree with that.
And that's what I'm saying is that
I knew the traffic light. I didn't know the automatic transmission, but I just assumed that was book age.
That was what?
Book. I mean, because we're learning out of books, so it's got to be printed before we can.
Right. Yeah.
It ain't like modern time where you use the internet. I mean, I think I was the last line for signing into my history book.
Wow. Not the last line.
I don't remember how many lines were in it, but you know that's years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it had about, right, what, about 8-10 lines.
Yeah, on that front page.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I got your book from last year.
I know, right? Man, why'd you write all in your book like this?
Oh, man. What is
why is this grease stains all over the pages? You eat a lot, don't you? Studying make me hungry, but damn.
Ketchup and mustard on page 384.
I'm going to do this one. Accountability. Let's see.
Accountability and fault are not the same thing. Holding yourself accountable and saying that it is your fault is not the same thing. It's not the same thing, because fault is about finding blame. Who's to blame for a situation? Holding yourself accountable is about looking at a situation and saying, okay, so where's my autonomy in this? What did I add? Even if I didn't mean to, what am I still carrying that is repeatedly putting me in these situations? What's the pattern? There's a pattern that's happening here. Let me tell y'all something. Accountability and fault are not.
PSA, the match.
I couldn't pause that one. Sorry. I tapped it. It wouldn't pause. Shut up, Chris. How do you feel about that, Chris? Shut up. You make me so sick. Oh, my gosh. Technical difficulties here. Yes, accountability and fault. How do you feel?
I agree.
It ain't your fault that you ain't accountable? I'm just joking.
Stupid. No, I kind of agree. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say they're two different things. And, she explained it good.
What?
I said I understood what she was saying, and
well, we
it
hope
makes
you understood, Chris.
You know what?
She speaks so well.
Yes, but yeah. Why is you licking your cup?
Because my coffee keeps.
I turn around, look at you. You lick your cup.
Yeah, she's cleaning the cup.
No, because my coffee keeps dripping down my
you
cup.
You out of dishwashing liquid, Kim? You can bring it over to the house.
Anyway, how do you feel about that? They said.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, accountability is not necessarily fault. I mean, I can. Not necessarily be to blame for something, but still
be accountable
for things that occurred within a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that. I truly,
even though I, you know, I possibly could have, you know, swerved and avoided you hitting me in the back, you know, in that car, I'm accountable for that. I was there. I could have went on. I could have hit the gas and made that turn. But you still hit me in the back, so you are at fault.
Yep. That's right.
True.
Straight like that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to argue with facts. I mean, so,
Well, some people will argue with facts. But
yeah, they will. But
you know, that's just those kind of people.
I think people believe that I'm some people.
We know.
People believe that.
You are those people.
I won't really argue with facts, but, somebody.
You know. He will argue with facts.
Well, if he has his own facts.
Whatever. look, whatever. Like, you remember the one about accountability? We're just going to go to the next one. You know, so.
No, it's not the same.
Okay. So he agrees with us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's
we all agree.
Yeah, it's
kind of like that one from last week. No matter what you're going through, it will work out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It will.
It certainly will.
For shizzle.
We're gonna move to what is this? Okay, I'm about to play this one, you guys.
Hey, won't you play that one?
Roll that beautiful.
When in the United States, there's only one that's black, and all of a sudden. This White House decides to uninvite Governor Wes Moore to the National Governors Association meeting that's held annually. And oh, by the way, he's the chair. He's the fucking chair now.
From your perspective, why are you being excluded from this dinner?
Because he's a racist son of a bitch. That's why.
It's not lost on me that I'm the only black governor in this country.
You're saying that he's excluding you because of the color of your skin?
Yep.
I can't speak to the president's intent.
I can.
It's not lost on me that I'm the only black governor in this country. I'm never in a room because of someone's benevolence nor kindness. I'm not in a room because of a social experiment. I'm in the room because I belong there, and the room was incomplete until I got there.
Damn, Skippy. We have 50 governors in the United States.
That was the governor of Westmore.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So now we know. Now we know.
He said, damn, Skippy.
Here's yours, Juan.
Okay.
That you sent. It just clarified that Wes Moore, that the snippet we played earlier. But
oh, you letting people know?
Letting y'all know.
Oh.
If you were a previous side chick, how do y'all feel about disclosing it in your future relationship?
Huh? I feel like it's certain. That you just gotta take to the grave with you. Know?
Yeah.
Because I can't see how admitting to being a career side chick is gonna make you more attractive in your new situations.
I disagree. Who in here played spades before? Right. When somebody don't disclose their possibles, that's how you lose. The for sure books is the relationships you actually got in. Y'all was committed, boyfriend and girl. These are the official ones. But oh, I tell you, those possibles, how many times you been a side chick? How many situationships you've been into? How many friends with benefits that still hanging on? Because when you don't disclose those possibles, that's what really be f***ing y'all up. That friend that he still got around that he didn't have to disclose because that's not an official ex, but that's the one he secretly still covet. It is those other relationships that come haunt you. Tasia?
They gonna hold you accountable for the that you told them, okay? So only tell a man the things that you need to tell him that's going to help him navigate you better, okay? Because what happens is when you disclose all the things, he's going to be like, I'm giving flowers. I'm over here dating you properly. And damn, you gave it up for less. You gave it up for a that didn't even want you, that had a wife, that had a girlfriend, that wasn't even showing up, that wasn't spending no bread on you. And now you want me to come in and be Mr. Gentleman, okay? Unless it's going to help you navigate your heart better, you never tell a. And my words and my good sis Kira, lie.
Here's the thing. Someone that will cheat with you will cheat on you. So we can try to act like these are isolated incidents, but if you were a willing participant for over 6 years and helping a man hurt another woman, it's hard for me to believe that when you get with a new man, you won't also be a willing participant in hurting him. Unless you have been through therapy, to acknowledge that that's no longer who you want to be, as opposed to just saying, I'm different, let me cover this up. We all have a past and we all have wounds and we all have things that we work through. The shame that you carry and how much you want to keep your past a secret is usually evident to how much you have changed from that past. Because I can say as a former... I can say that with pride. I can walk into any conversation with the pride to say that with my chest because that's no longer who I am. And I don't have to hide my past from anybody because that past is no longer identifying me. When you're trying to hide that character trait that you had it in you to do that to someone for 6 years straight, you may have not have dealt with that or healed from that. So my suggestion, self-work. This season of self-work, am I ready to forgive myself for what I did to this woman for 6 years before you think about how a man is going to look at you for the fact that you did that for 6 years?
Hmm. Do y'all think that's important? To know?
I think I agreed most with the guy that was like, I need to know the impossibles.
I like the spades analogy. I did it.
I need to know. I feel like I need to know the impossibles. Because, hey, I got a couple possibles too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Hey, if we going to play this game like you want to, well, fuck it. Hell.
Let's lay it
read
out
them
there.
In a week. Let's lay them down and see what we're working with. Yeah, hell. You know what I'm saying? So.
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I agree most with him. That last chick that spoke, to me was a little confusing because it was like she was condemning the fact, you know what I'm saying, and then turned around and said that I can walk into a room and say that I'm a former hoe. And I can do that because yada, 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 but...
Because she's no longer that person.
She's no longer that person. But it was like, you can't... To me, it was wrong of her to start out that way. Like, she was condemning that. And then to clean it all up, you had to go through therapy. You know, now I am with the whole the self-work. I think mm-hmm. everybody needs some seasons of self-work. Mm-hmm. But... just the way she flipped it, you know what I'm saying? Almost to say, like, you know, if that's you and, you know, and that's who you are, then that's just who you are, you know. She's but well, I changed, you know what I'm saying?
I think
it didn't sound
saying.
Like she was encouraging anybody well, else that, hey, you too can change.
Well,
I think that's where it lost me.
I think I kind of took it as she was just saying that she's healed from where she was when she was a hoe.
Mm-hmm.
But that she could just come into any type of situation and hold a conversation. I don't think she meant it like that. I kind of took it as where she was just like, you know, I'm good now, you know, and I can walk into any room and I can hold a conversation with this person. You know, that's how I took it.
Yeah.
That's how I took it.
Yeah, I took it as, you know, she was saying, if you aren't comfortable to be able to admit that you did it, you ain't through it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Didn't see it that way. That's good. Yeah, I like that. That was a very good way to,
I like how you worded that one.
Yeah. All right. Juan's done with his chicken dance. That's his thing.
Okay. Now, this is the one.
Thank you, Juan, for that beautiful display.
Well, you did you did give your opinion. You said, oh, you was just speaking on his. Well, give your opinion, Juan.
No, I had. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Blessed. That
Let's part. Go, man.
Oh, I was. Never mind. Go on to the next.
No, go ahead, Ward. We waiting on you.
No, I done forgot.
You smacked me and said, come on, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Okay. The next one is the one that Juan was talking about. It says, I saw this post and I'm curious what y'all think. Her husband passed away about 5 years ago. She remarried this year. And her current husband says he's uncomfortable with her continuing annual visits to her late husband. Is she justified in wanting to keep the tradition? Or is he right for feeling the way he does? Talk to me.
Well, this is what I thought about when I read that. I think that people discount sometimes that our past make us who we are. And so I think it's not a good thing for him to do that, because if she's worth marrying, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then that man may have very well had a lot to do with that. So, you know, in order for, you know, that may just be shit. For me, I'd go with her, bruh. You know, but that just seems wrong to have a problem with something like that.
Now he dead, right?
Yeah.
Good. Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm with you, bruh. I'd go with her and say,
I don't see no need to go.
You know, I would. I ain't gonna lie.
Hey, I go drink with him on Father's Day.
What? Or what? Pour a little something for you, brother.
Hey, bro.
Hey, you know. Yeah, yeah, for real. I'm just it. Being honest. One.
I think that he is right to feel that way.
Oh, well, yeah,
but,
definitely.
But I also think that she also is, you know, I think two things can be true at the same time.
So I
think that her doing that puts him in a really bad situation because he's eternally going to be chasing that ghost until she gets some sort of closure.
Right.
At some point, she has to get to a point where there is closure and she no longer feels the need to continue to do that.
Once a year?
It doesn't matter.
Because it could probably be either their anniversary date or birthday. Let that go.
You're into a new union right now. Your covenant with that man is gone.
Done. It's dead.
So we need to close that book. That book has got to get closed in order for us to fully fulfill our covenant. Because you still have some sort of soul tie or something connected to this dead man. And...
Once a year?
Mm-hmm.
I get what you're saying.
Once? I don't care if it's once a decade.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. That makes sense.
Your covenant has to die in order for us to fully have our new covenant.
Because that's a death do we part. Okay. He's dead.
I didn't think of it like that. I did not think of it like that.
Yeah, I can't argue with it.
I'm just thinking like, you know, he's gone. Yeah, we put supplies on the nigga's grave.
Hey, as long as we working, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, we can talk through this. See, my idea of it is like, you know, we can talk and work through this, you know what I'm saying? And I can understand just giving some type of respect to the dead.
She should have already grieved him and be done with that.
Understood.
Yeah, but that's the hard thing is that because he died, there was not, you know, potentially, it doesn't mention how he died, but potentially there was no chance for her to get that closure, which is going to make it difficult for her to not do that because people seek closure. And
you just want to kick the door closed.
I don't want to kick it closed. That's why I said some point she has to get that closure. And this is a discussion for us to have off pod, but there's something that brought me to that realization.
Closure.
Sounds good.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah. But yeah, it's...
Okay, time to wrap it up.
Before he forget. Yeah, I agree with you. Because I'm a firm believer in, you know, go ahead, grieve, let it go, move on. Because it's hard to move into a new relationship or anything like that when you're still grieving the loss of somebody else. And if you're going to be out there visiting cemeteries and stuff like that, just stay single and just, you know, go visit them whenever you want to or visit her or whatever, whenever you want to. And then holler back at me whenever you finish. Because I don't have time for that. Competing with a dead person, but
okay, all right.
But anyway, that's our last one on.
Really, that was the last.
I promise you. Look at your phone.
No, I was just saying. I thought that was one of the earlier things that got posted. I didn't realize
that was the last thing that got posted.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, that's the very last thing that was posted.
Told you I didn't go crazy this week.
See, yeah, that was the very last.
Have any of y'all watched any of the Combine?
No.
What
about Bridgerton?
Tanya was watching Bridgerton a couple of days ago, and I was listening as I was trying to get my open clawed.
That is a hell no.
Oliver says Shonda Rhimes is a great.
Black dude died.
She is
over a headache.
Yeah, that's crazy. Mm-mm. But Shonda Rhimes she is a great producer and she does some great stuff.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways, this concludes
week. Why you stop, Kim? Anyway. This concludes y'all can find us on any
streaming service.
or on 3S.
Get us anywhere where you get your podcast.
He said he was going to write it down. I don't see no copies for none of us.
Hey, you can't overtalk the hook. This is the hook.
I'm sorry.
It's the part where you keep the subscriber base growing, man.
My bad.
Trying to build it and adulterate
my
that.
My bad. You'll edit it out later.
Subscriber.
And take two.
You can get us anywhere where you get your podcast, or you can follow us on Instagram at 3SGpod, or you can go directly to our website, 3SGpod.gray8fam.com. That's 3SGpod.gray8fam.com.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a good week. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye. Bye.